This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a three-time champion, check out my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On demand audio.
All right, welcome back. We've been talking all morning about Kim's headlines about the fact that the House in Missouri has voted to take over the St. Louis Police Department, and now that is going to have to head over to the Senate. And it just so happens that we've got Missouri Senator Nick Schroer on the phone this morning. Nick, how are you, my friend?
I am good, but I am cold, Mark. How are you guys?
Are you outside?
I'm waiting to go into work right now. I mean, a lot of people forget that outside of being a senator, I'm an attorney as well. But, yeah, just keep me on as long as you can so I can stay warm.
No problem, my friend. Hey, listen, what does this look like? Is it a slam dunk now that the Senate passes a state takeover of the Missouri, St. Louis Police?
Well, I liken it to when St. Louis had a football team. You know, remember Jerome Bettis, the bus?
I do.
It took a while, and, you know, you finally got to the goal line, and it wasn't a guarantee, but they put the bus in there, and more times than not, he was going to drive it straight through, and it looked nasty, and it might have to get nasty because the House has done their work. The Senate, we've come together, myself, Senator Fitzwater, we've had many leaderships of Tony Lukemire, Cindy O'Loughlin, all of the different factions of police, community leaders, everybody is wanting this thing done. Even the FOP, they sent out a poll to all of the police officers in the St. Louis Metropolitan Police Department. 98% of them, that is a huge mandate, 98% of them said, we need this citizen board control. We need this bill passed. And there's one senator standing in the way, and it is Senator Carl LeMay, who represents the city of St. Louis, who said live on the Senate floor, that St. Charles County has more murders than St. Louis. So I don't know where she's getting her statistics, but we had 7 murders last year. They had, on paper, 150. There's a lot of issues behind that, but it's looking a heck of a lot better than it has in the past years because we have a leader in Governor Kehoe saying we're going to get this done come hell or high water.
So we know about filibusters. We know that you can easily end one of those with a PQ. Sometimes that pisses off the minority enough that they then block every other bill from now on. I don't know. That seems to always be the issue. Is that what the answer is here? I mean, is to get around Senator May, will they have to take an action like that?
Well, I'm not sure. And I even sat down with Senator May on yesterday. It was yesterday, Thursday, asking her if there's anything. The past 2 years I've asked her, is there anything we can do to negotiate, to figure a way around this thing? Because we're not only losing businesses, we're not only losing population. People are being murdered. People are being ran over in the city of St. Louis. And the police department is one Mike Brown instance away from blowing up and being unrecoverable. So I hope that's not the issue, but I think with the lack of negotiating in good faith, a lot of these members that in previous years have said, well, it's not really my issue. They're seeing the impact that it is having on the general revenue, on the economic development in our area, and the population growth. So who knows? We'll see what happens the closer we get to spring break and the closer we get to end of session.
Mayor Tashara Jones has been passionately against state control of this. And what's interesting to me is, let's just say this passes, you know, what they're doing is creating this you know, board of commissioners, basically, she would be on that board, or whoever, I guess, is elected mayor right. here in the city of St. Louis. And then obviously the governor would choose four others. So essentially, I guess that's what she's griping about, is that she would lose some control because she'd have four others who'd be able to make decisions with her.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, and I wish she was, you know, this passionate about cleaning up the roads when it snows, or the trash, or helping out the homeless that are dying on the streets. Mark, I know you said you saw a couple people, I saw it on your Facebook page,
yes.
out in, you know, sub temperatures today. So, no, this would be something where, as written currently, the governor would get a pick. And these are people from the city of St. Louis. It's not like he's picking his cronies in Columbia or Jeff City. Mm-hmm. These are citizens from the St. Louis that he would pick. And then there would be a pool, aside from that pick and the mayor, there would be a pool that all of the police unions on the ground and the mayor would pick designees to go into this pool that the governor would then choose from. These are all community leaders, law enforcement leaders that are prioritizing making St. Louis safe again, rather than pandering to the leftist wackos that the mayor has done time and time again.
Yeah, it's a good point. All right, well, off that issue for a minute, I saw you put on Facebook that you're going to have a major announcement. Somebody is yeah. sending out flyers with your face on them. What is that all about, Nick?
Well, you know, the government in the state of Missouri for the past several years has been under attack. It's something that we rarely talk about. But over the past couple of years, we've had a ton of foreign influence happening. And thanks to working with Secretary of State Denny Hoskins, we've zeroed in on some of this stuff. The 1630 Fund has spent millions upon millions of dollars coming from a Swiss billionaire to influence things like Amendment 3, minimum wage hikes. Well, here recently, in 9 different Senate districts, there's this mailer going around putting our face on the same exact body with Chinese flags alleging that we're standing in the way of the MAGA movement. Well, who's behind it? It is Bayer and these pesticide companies that are producing glyphosate. That's where all this money is coming from, because there are two bills, one in the House, one in the Senate. The House just passed it, House Bill 544 and Senate Bill 14. Essentially what it would do, it gives up authority to the EPA. It gives our state authority to the EPA, unelected bureaucrats, to basically govern all of the labeling requirements for pesticides. And if these glyphosate companies are able to adhere to what the EPA wants, then they get blanket immunity for any claims that even right now Trump and RFK Jr. have said glyphosate, we're going to investigate it, and if we need to, we're coming after you. So they're accusing us of going against the MAGA and MAHA movement, and we're exactly standing for it. We've got several bills dealing with labeling requirements for food that these lobbyists are standing against, and we also have the only bills that will ban these Chinese-made pesticides in the state of Missouri, ban the use of them. So we've got MAGA, the MAGA 9, we're calling ourselves. We've got me, Rick Bratton, Adam Schnelting, Brad Hudson, David Gregory, Jill Carter, Ben Brown, Joe Nicola, and Mike Moon. We're going to have a big announcement next week, a big press conference on Tuesday, highlighting what we're doing to stop these Chinese pesticides, similar to the fentanyl movement that Donald Trump is doing on the national stage. We're going to stop these Chinese poisons from coming in to our state.
Good. I love that. I know something else you've been working on, and you just brought it up, was Amendment 3, and obviously that allowed unrestricted abortion here in Missouri. Planned Parenthood has, I believe, just this week or late last week resumed abortions in the state, which is so sad. I mean, where does that go from here? And then the other thing, and I'm kind of throwing this on you, but I saw that one of the representatives, I believe it was Phil Amato, I think I'm saying his name correctly, he has basically proposed this bill that would create a registry of expecting mothers who he says would be at risk of an abortion, and there, it would also list people who are trying to adopt. Are you familiar with that bill at all?
No, my wife actually asked me last night, she's a health practitioner, and I said, look, I haven't heard about it, but in the Capitol, there are a lot of rumblings on this, and for the conservative movement, for the Freedom Caucus, if we're dealing with registries of people, we're going to be against that all day long.
Yeah. Yes.
I haven't read the bill, but just fundamentally, we are against that.
Good.
Thank you, Nick. Yeah, then, I appreciate that.
On the other side, yes, we are fighting. Adam Schnellting and I were roommates. We're right next door to each other, Senate District 2, Senate District 23. Good friend of mine. We are spearheading this just like we did in 2019 for the heartbeat bill and the defunding Planned Parenthood bill. We're going to be standing to put something back on the ballot for Missourians to actually know what's in our laws, not like all the lies that I just said were funded by out-of-state millionaires, foreign investments. So what, we're going to put something back on the ballot, but we're also going to define some of these insane broad terms like reproductive health care that are not defined anywhere in law, but they've been injected in our Constitution now.
It's people's eyes gloss over when I mention it, but I got to mention it. Isn't the easy answer to a lot of this IP reform, is that even being talked about this year in the legislature?
Yeah, there's several bills that have not moved. And, you know, there is a debate. And I've talked to House members and Senate members. They want to play by the same rules that all of these out-of-state billionaires have played by. And they believe, and I could go either way depending upon the bill, and I'm going to be filing one come Monday that is going to be very similar to where we left off at the end of last year before a senator threw a motion in the trash and killed the bill. So essentially, we are struggling with do we do this now and put this on the ballot with Amendment 3 fixes, or do we put these fixes on there and then try to fix it later? I say, look, let's just push the effective date of this IP reform and keep fighting, keep standing for the people and get these foreign lunatics out of our Constitution.
Yeah, we got to do it. Nick, we'll let you get inside since you're freezing out there, buddy. Thank you.
Man, I mean, you can keep me on for the next hour.
Love having you back, though. We'll talk again soon. Thank you.
God bless you all.
All right, we'll see you, buddy. Thank you. Nick Schroer, state senator there, talking a lot of common sense. It's true. The best way to stop the influence of George Soros and Planned Parenthood and other out-of-state influencers who are pouring money into the state of Missouri to change the Constitution is to raise the bar. It's the IP reform is the simple solution to this. And I thought they had a perfectly reasonable approach to just require a majority vote in five or six of the eight congressional districts. That shouldn't be too high of a bar to reach, just to make sure that you have support statewide and not just in St. Louis City and Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
That's reasonable.
I think that's a key first step, and I think that will prevent a lot of this dark money from having as big of an influence as it clearly has had in our state. But isn't there some other way we can prevent this outside money? Isn't there some sort of, like a filtering system is the only word that comes to mind, where we can prevent some of that?
I don't know. I don't know legally what the ramifications are, but I've often argued that we should pass something in the state of Missouri, maybe it has to go to a vote, that says if there are statewide ballot issues, no money can be contributed from outside the state of Missouri. Now,
right.
Can they get around that by forming some sort of a pack inside
sure
the state
yeah.
of Missouri, and then they just use that money instead? I don't know, but I think it would have the, like, I looked at the contributions to this pro amendment 3 bill, mm-hmm. and a bunch of them were from the outskirts of Washington DC, California.
Crazy.
Like all over the place, these liberal groups were dumping money into the state of Missouri to try to buy these deceiving ads that ran on the TV.
Well, and I'm sure that's what would happen, is you'd have a lot of these outside entities that would pour money into, say, Planned Parenthood. Then you'd have the local Planned Parenthood chapter making
yes.
this massive
yes.
donation. And they'd say, well, it's the local one that made the donation. Well, no, it's millions of dollars from other people that
I
live
agree.
Outside Missouri.
There may be an answer there. I don't know that I have it figured out completely, but I'd love to see something like that.
Get more at 971talk.com.